For what purpose does the gentleman from Missouri rise?
Mr. Chairman, I have an amendment to the desk.
Clerk will report the amendment.
Amendment offered by Mr. Luke Kemeyer of Missouri. At the end of the bill before the short title, insert the following section. None of the funds made available in this act may be used to carry out Operation Choke Point.
Pursuant to the House order today, the gentleman from Missouri, Mr. Luke Kemeyer, and a member opposed will each control 5 minutes. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Missouri for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. How does the federal government get rid of an industry it simply doesn't like? Easy. It cuts that industry off from the financial services it needs to operate. Sound impossible? Sure it does. However, that's exactly what the Department of Justice is doing in conjunction with the FDIC. This program even has a name, Operation Choke Point. It's designed to force legally operating and licensed entities out of business by choking them off from financial services they need. And what started with non-depository lenders is spreading to other industries. Media reports indicate that DOJ is now pressuring financial institutions that service the gun and ammunition industries. As a former bank examiner and banker, I know how they are using the power of their position to intimidate the banks and undermine the bank's ability to serve their customers who are doing a legal business. It's just plain wrong, Mr. Chairman. However, I want to be very clear. I strongly support DOJ's authority to go after the bad actors. Those actions should be commended and should not be inhibited. But what cannot be tolerated is the federal government using its authority to broadly target entire industries, including those that obey the law and are living within the rules. The staff report just released from the Oversight Committee summarizes 853 pages of internal DOJ documents. Many of these internal documents show that even DOJ officials question the legality of their actions, and yet they continued. This isn't a Republican or Democrat issue. This isn't a conservative liberal issue. This is an issue of DOJ stepping outside the law. We worked on a bipartisan basis to inform DOJ and other regulators of the unintended consequences of Operation Choke Point, but those concerns have fallen on deaf ears. As a result, this bipartisan amendment is an important step to ensuring that DOJ can continue to do its job, but makes clear that the department must not abuse its authorities. And with that, Mr. Speaker, I yield 2 minutes to my good friend from Colorado, Mr. Perlmutter.